This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The second and third largest health insurers in Massachusetts are proposing to merge. Together, Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare and Tufts Health Plan would have 2.4 million members in five states. Joining us to explain what this might mean for consumers is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Martha, why are Tufts and Harvard Pilgrim saying they want to merge?
They are saying that as a unified entity, Lisa, that they could trim administrative expenses, that they could better manage large patient populations, say for people who have diabetes. Now, trimming expenses would likely mean layoffs, but in the end, this is about getting bigger, and it's something that Tufts and Harvard Pilgrim have been thinking about for many years, going back to 2011 is the last time we had some serious public talks in this regard. It's about trying to compete with Blue Cross, which is the state's largest insurer.
Okay, so it's largely about size, getting bigger to be more competitive. How competitive would this make it with Blue Cross?
Well, Blue Cross would still have 2.8 million members. The combined entity would have 2.4, so Blue Cross would still be bigger. But Harvard Pilgrim and Tufts are likely tell regulators that by being bigger, they can be more competitive. They can bargain more effectively with hospital entities, which are also merging. You know, we've just had the merger of Beth Israel and Lahey Health. Partners has been getting bigger. There's a sense that bigger is better and that insurers want to get bigger as well.
And so what does that mean, though, for consumers? Because I know that there were a lot of concerns when Beth Israel and Lahey Health merged. I mean, what's the upshot of this, if indeed the merger does happen?
Well, with hospital mergers, we know that they typically lead to higher prices. So we had the Attorney General Maura Healey negotiate a deal to very specifically try to rein in price increases for Beth Israel and Lahey. Now, with health insurers, there's not quite as much research that shows consolidation does lead to price increases, but there is some. And so what John Gruber, a health economist at MIT, is asking is, when do we say that one merger after another is just too much?
Any given merger, you can look at and say, well, this one might make sense. But then all of a sudden you find yourself with this incredibly concentrated healthcare sector that's got incredibly high prices. And so I think the question is just where you put your foot down. I can't tell you why this would be the right one to put your foot down on, but I can tell you at some point we need to do that.
So Professor John Gruber there is calling on regulators to take a close look at this proposal. Who is that in this case?
It could be state or federal regulators, Lisa, taking a look at antitrust concerns. In the case of State Attorney General Maura Healey, she could also look at the impact on consumers using the consumer protection laws. And she might also take a look at the impact on the market more broadly. What will this do to prices in Massachusetts in the healthcare sector overall?
WBUR's Martha Biebinger talking about the proposed merger of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare and Tufts Health Plan. Thanks, Martha.
Thank you, Lisa.